Well, Alex, my lad, you'll not be confusing me with the street names again, because now we're heading down Martha-Strasse, named after the most hard-working housemaid in all of Großlichterfelde.
Which would be you?
Well, of course. Not really. I wish. I was just joking. Unfortunately, Martha-Strasse isn't named after me. I'm not nearly important enough.
Oh, come on.
Maybe the wife of some posh moneybags who built a house here was called Martha. Or an architect's wife or something. One of the architects here on this street is actually very famous. But his wife is called Anna. And she and her husband even live here. Take a look at the houses on both sides of the street here.
They look as if they were scooped up in the Middle Ages and dropped straight into the 21st century.
Into the 20th century, or rather the late 19th century, because that was when they were built, by this famous architect. I'm sure you know of him. From your university.
Now, don't keep me in suspense.
Lilienthal.
Ah!
That surprised you, didn't it?
Lilienthal, wasn't he the flying man? An early aviation pioneer?
Of course not. Well, yes, that was Otto Lilienthal, but he's dead. He crashed more than a decade ago. No, I mean Gustav, his brother.
Oh, you mean him.
A talented architect and inventor, and someone who really cares about the little people. He thought they should also benefit from our beautiful villa estate, and not just the rich folk.
Yes, that makes sense. But why do his houses look like medieval fortresses?
Well, because everyone loves the Middle Ages. Surely you must have been a little boy once, right?
Yes, of course.
And maybe you pestered your mama until she sewed you a knight's costume and bought you a wooden sword so that you'd be properly armed when you marched forth to slay the dragon?
Yes.
There you go, then. And the Lilienthal brothers probably did the same. So, when Gustav grew up, he simply carried on with the game and invented some great things along the way. For example, there was a huge problem with lots of people living in poorly ventilated flats and with all the coal dust in Berlin's tenement buildings. Overcrowding plus poverty equals tuberculosis. It was Gustav Lilienthal who came up with a crucial idea. He installed warm air heating in his houses and hid the shafts in all the many turrets on top of his castle villas. And the windows in those houses are double glazed. The kitchens are fully furnished with beautiful practical furniture. Oh, it's great for those who live in the castle-style houses, believe me.
Besides, in architectural terms, those people are living in really exceptional houses. I think it's called Tudor style. The style was quite fashionable in the late 19th century.
Well, if you say so. Tudor? That's neither here nor there. Our Lilienthal definitely wanted everyone to thrive, not just the rich and famous, but also the skilled workers and artisans and their families. But first, he had to convince the little people to invest their hard-earned savings in one of his houses. And to ensure that people would trust him, he built a house for himself first, moved in and showed it to anyone who wanted to see it.
Oh, clever.
Wasn't it? And in no time at all, he had a pile of orders on his desk. He built more than 30 houses in Lichterfelde. Just imagine.
More than 30? My word.
Yes. You'll be seeing a few more of them as we move on. Come along, no dawdling.